Good. We're going to be learning Siman Shin Pei Aleph tonight. Siv Aleph Beis Hashem. We'll be learning the following concept. We spoke about Bittul Rishus. To summarize, what is Bittul Rishus again?
Disassociate.
That's right. How does it work technically? What does it work? So, but by being Bittul Rishus, what does that do effectively? Absolutely. And by doing that, I disassociate myself to the Chatzah, and therefore what happens is, all the other ones can rely on the Chatzahs, and that person himself,
you have to verbalize it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so we learned that you do.
You
need to, writing it down could probably work as well. Interesting question. I don't know about writing down. Interesting. No, that's not good enough. You need to verbalize it. I don't know about writing down. Now, the thing is as follows. The person who's Mevatel Rishus, that's the shaila we're going to be discussing tonight. The person who's Mevatel Rishus, he's disassociated himself, and he's not part of the Chotzer. We learned that he's not part of the Chotzer, and therefore, is he allowed to carry in and out of the Chotzer if he's not part of the Chotzer? He can't. I know there's one opinion holds a lech, but I'm saying we pass him generally that he's not allowed to. If you're part of the Chotzer, you're not part of the Erev Chatzeres, you can't carry in and out. What will happen?
Once he's disassociated himself,
he's not part of the Chotzer, he can't carry in and out. Yeah. He's physically within the same domain, but he can't carry in and out. What will be the Shaila? What will be the Halacha? If, after doing a Bittul Rishus, he carried something out of his house into the Chotzer. Very good question. Very good. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch discussed. Let's say on purpose. But it's a very good point what you're mentioning. Let's say on purpose. What will happen then?
Will be a problem.
Why?
Because that verbal declaration is binding.
Perfect. Yeah, excellent. That's it.
What is binding?
Very good. So we're going to be learning now. Mama's touching on the key points. What we're going to be seeing. What do you want to say? No, so he's not becoming. We're not going with Oireach. Yeah, it's one man. We don't go with Oireach. So
then he can't.
So we're going to be learning now in Sif Aleph the concept as follows: that he disassociates himself from the Chotzer, but his action is actually contradicting that. He's carrying into the Chotzer. So his action is contradicting his bittul. So what does that effectively do? That makes that his bittul that he has said and verbalized, who said, I have nothing to do with the chotzer, nothing to do with the chotzer, but 2 minutes later, starting to willingly and consciously carrying into the chotzer, which is contradicting this bittul. And therefore, he has, as if he cancelled his bittul. He's cancelled his bittul, he's removed his bittul. He has cancelled his disassociation.
Maybe he's cancelled it purposely because he couldn't be bothered.
Very good. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Your mom is touching on the key. So very good. So that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here in Siman Shin Pei Aleph, bottom line of page Yesh Memchez. I'm about to shoot. Somebody did a bit of a shoot. For hoitzi achach mebeis alechotza, and he afterwards carries from his house to the chotza. He's going mamash on your point, precisely what you were saying. He's now Shulchan Aruch is differentiating us whether it was consciously bemezid or by mistake. Beshoigeg. Says if it was by mistake, it was a mistake, and never mind, and keep going. But if it was bemezid, if it was willingly and consciously, he walked out. So that's mamash what you said. So by walking out, consciously and willingly, bemezid, carrying something from his house to the chotzer, he's been mevatel his bittul. That's what he's done. Bemezit oisa sharei choizeh mebitulo. It's as if he's contradicting his bittul shebittul, which is mevatel. So he has cancelled his bittul. That's really what he has done. How can you say you've disassociated from the chotzer? Look, you're doing, you're part of the chotzer. You're carrying out of the chotzer. He's carried now without Erev Chatzeres. He's not allowed to. Bittul only works if you stick to it. You can say, I have nothing to do with it, and then everybody else is allowed to carry, and he's not allowed to carry. That's okay. But if you have to be consistent with your words, if you have to say, I have nothing to do with it, it's fine, so don't carry into the chotzer. you're not part of the chatzah. Don't carry into the chatzah. But if you're saying, I have nothing to do with the chatzah, nothing to do with the chatzah, and then 2 minutes later you start carrying into it, that doesn't make any sense. What happens though? If the other residents of the chatzah, they already carried into the chatzah. It was Shabbos already. And they've carried now into the chatzah. What does that show? The fact that they carried into the chatzah. That it's chal, absolutely. The fact that all the other residents carried into the chatzah, that shows that Erev Chatzeis is working. How can Erev Chatzeis work? It can only work if his bittel works. So we've got a bit of a problem here. It's a bit of a mess here now. On the one hand, he's done a bittel. And on the other hand, they have carried into the chutz already, but he has already carried as well, so it's all a bit sticky. So now the Shulchan Aruch says, if the other residents in the chutz, they have now started carrying into the chutz already, they started carrying from their houses to the chutz, or they carried from the chutz into their houses, then he cannot anymore pichos on his bittul. So what happened was, they carried already, so if they carried, must be the chutz's words. If they says works, must be that his bittul works as well. So the fact that he carried, tough luck. It didn't cancel his bittul. Fascinating. It doesn't cancel his bittul. According to Rashi, it only works after Nacht, because the other opinions hold that perhaps he would work even before Shabbos. So Rabbi said, what we've got over here is a concept that there is bittul rishus. When somebody is doing a bittul rishus, that works. But if he's contradicting this by acting differently and carrying to the chotzer, then that would be a bittul of his bittul. However, if others have carried into the chotzer first, then his bittul cannot be mavutul. If that makes sense. So if Beis is going on to another question, which is the following. Different question. Yesh bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. There is such a thing as bittul rishus from chotzer to chotzer. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah in the first wide line explains if cotton zayin yesh bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. Kmo yesh bittul rishus mebayis lebayis bechotzer echot. Just like there's a bittul rishus from one house to another in one chotzer. Similarly, also there is a bittul rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. Lo yishno shtei chatzeros v'pesach b'neihem. Not only when there is two chatzeros and there's an opening in between them. V'ervo kol achos la'atzman. Every house has made an eruv in their own right. V'lo yishno ervu yachad. Not only when they made an eruv independently. Yechoy lo kol achas levatel rishus alechaverto. Every single house can make, every single chotzer can make a bittul rishus independently. The now the other one is allowed to carry in it for lohi, and the other one is not allowed to carry. So there is such a thing when there's two chatzeros in the back, you could have one bittul chotza from one to the other. And you could even have a bittul rishus from one chotza to another chotza, one in front of the other. Veloi eruv and did not make an eruv. Elo achitzoni levad, only the outer one made an eruv. The inner one did not make an eruv. Shepnimi so eseres al achitzoni, the inner one asks on the outer one. Yechoyla levatel lo reshusa. You can make a bit of reshus on the other one. Shalit ishtameish veloi taver olea elo b'shar shetzirich ol atzeis v'tiyah achitzoni muteres. You can make a bit of reshus that you cannot trespass and cannot go through it. And the other one is mutter. The other one is mutter. Ha'yimer v'yachad v'nos ne'eruv v'chitzon. Alternatively, if they did make an eruv together, both chatzeros made an eruv together, v'nos ne'eruv v'chitzon, and they put an eruv in the outer one, v'shochach echad me'apnimis, and one of the inner ones forgot, v'lo yerav, and did not make an eruv, yechoil levatel rishusoy, can make a bit of rishus, and the hanish levatel rishus kol echad me'apnimis, he can make a bit of rishus, which means that one of the inner ones will make a bit l'shus, v'gam l'kol echom v'bnei achitzoyna, v'yehu levadu osu v'chulam mutarim. So what this means, in other words, in one sentence, what this means, is that you can have a bit l'shus, not only in the scenario that we had earlier, that there's one bais, which is making a bit l'shus to other batim within one chotza, that we discussed. Here we're learning, in short, another concept, that you can even have a bit l'shus from one chotza to another chatzah. So if you've got two chatzeros, which independently can make an erev chatzeros, two chatzeros with many batim, you could have one of them making a bit rashus to another one. We learned. You could have really two chatzeros making erev together, as long as there's a pesach in between them. So you could have two chatzeros doing an eruv. Those also, if they are able to make an eruv together, you could also here make an eruv chatzeros. You can make an eruv chatzeros together. Here also, you can make a bittel reshus between bittel chotzer from one to the other, and that would allow then the other one carrying in independently, as long as there's a pesach in between them. So this is it. Sif Gimel very quickly tells us the extension of that. Yesh bittel reshus b'chova. You also have a bittel reshus in a chova, in a ruined buildings. Shemo yishnei batim v'chova name. If there was two houses in a chova between them, shishal shnei, which belongs to both of them. V'shoch v'la ervu, and they forgot and don't make an eruv. Yochal echad levat l'roshus l'chaveru v'lioset mutaboy, can make it a bit l'roshus to the other ones, and therefore allowed to carry them. Okay, so if that we learn tomorrow, I just want to perhaps say a short thought on that's right, on the day after Lav Ba'omer. On the day after Lav Ba'omer. It's interesting that the post came ask a question, they say that it's fascinating. Normally, I mean, the Simch, we know that on the day after Lav Ba'omer, it's B'shem Baruch Hai, and it's a yahrzeit. It's a yahrzeit. And we know that normally on a day that somebody, on the yahrzeit of somebody, what do we normally do on the yahrzeit?
Fast.
Kaddish. Some people have. I mean, it's a sad. Is it a sad of? Is it a day of happiness or simcha? Exactly. So it's a day that we normally associate with yahrzeit. It's a day of. It's not great happiness. So, but here we find suddenly when it comes to, you go to Meron. It's incredible what goes on there. It's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible what goes on in Meron, and it's like this massive. It's a simcha, not only in Meron, even here. I mean, suddenly all the music goes blurring and all the beards are coming off and people are finally having haircuts again. They look again like, you know, and so why is it great simcha? Why is it that on this day, suddenly there's such a simcha? Well, normally we know, B'shem Baruch Hai is yahrzeit, really should be a bit, I mean, it's a day of yahrzeit, it's a day of sadness, no, it's a day of happiness. Ever thought of that? So it's a question. I saw that Farshim said the following thought. They say that what do you think?
I can only say what I said at my chassanah.
Oh!
26 years ago.
Oh, let's hear.
I said exactly the same.
And what did you say?
So if I remember, it's basically, it's a time when the neshama comes reunited with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and really the neshama, that's where the neshama really wants to be.
Absolutely.
So for the neshama, we can say, is besimcha, because it's really...
Very nice.
Wow. Down here, we have to be here, because we have to go, we're here for a purpose, whatever, a tikkun, or just whatever we're here for. But up there, no, that's really where we want to be. So there's this, the real simcha. Yeah?
Very nice. That's Api Kabbalah. That's very, very nice. No, it's really nice. Another thought, a bit different to what you suggested, but it's another thought, is that we find that it was very much after all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifta, and Shem Baruch Hai with his other Tanoim, it was a new start. He said, okay, you know, everything is behind us, and now we're starting from scratch. We're starting now, learning Torah again from scratch after this tremendous tragedy, and an enormous tragedy that wasn't Klal Yisrael. So, okay, man, let's put our socks up and we get this right this time. And so, it's true that there is an element of yes, it is Yahrzeit, but at the same time, also it was a day of tremendous hischatzos. It was a day that they actually decided, okay, we're going to get this sorted now. We made mistakes, things went wrong, bad things happened, but now we're going to sort it out. Let's sort it out now. We're going to be respectful to one another. We're going to learn Torah properly. We're going to get ready for Matan Torah in a few weeks. We're going to sort this out now. And whilst, of course, it is a yahrzeit and things were not good, but the element, this thought of a fresh start, that itself is worth a tremendous simcha. Tremendous simcha. Tremendous simcha. Let's move on. Let's move up the ladder. Let's push ourselves further up. And with this in mind, Chachamim made that it's taka yom simcha a little bit. It's takano tachanon. Minchas is shtekel machloek. But certainly on Akbar, on per day itself, it's certainly there's certainly not, and it's a day attack of simcha to some extent. And with this in mind, we should take to continue shtaking and internalize this a little bit. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.